It appears to be the first time in 30 years that the NSA has been given a green light to eavesdrop on American citizens without having to obtain a court order. In Congress, members of both parties were outraged. Some said the president had broken the law.
And you know what? That's not our system of government. We have a president, not a king.
But it's inexcusable to have spying on people in the United States without court surveillance in violation of our law.
In an unprecedented move, President Bush admitted he had ordered the secret program and held a news conference to defend it.
I just want to assure the American people that, one, I've got the authority to do this. Two, it is a necessary part of my job to protect you. And three, we're guarding your civil liberties.
The central issue, and has been the same for over 2 1/4 centuries, are we a nation of laws, ruled by laws, or are we a nation of men, ruled by personality and cult of personality?
Former Congressman Bob Barr, a Republican, believes the president has gone too far.
I think that we ought to stand up and say, Mr. President, we're not attacking your motives, and I'm not. But what we are saying, Mr. President, is you were elected not just to protect this country, but you were elected to operate within the rule of law.
Congressman, are you saying that you believe that President Bush has authorized the breaking of laws in this country?
That certainly seems to me to be the case.
The law that Bob Barr is referring to is the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, known as FISA. Passed by Congress in 1978, it was a response to the domestic surveillance abuses carried out by the Kennedy, Johnson, and Nixon administrations. They had been using intelligence agencies, including the NSA, to plant bugs on and wiretap political enemies, to spy on anti-Vietnam War protesters like Jane Fonda, and to wiretap Martin Luther King, all without any court supervision or congressional oversight. Congress passed the FISA law to help protect Americans' constitutional rights from being trampled on, specifically the Bill of Rights' Fourth Amendment, which guarantees the right of the people to be secure against unreasonable searches and seizures. With the new FISA law, the government now had to get a court warrant in order to eavesdrop on Americans.
Congress created a special court for the government to use, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, FISA court. People refer to it as a secret court sometimes. So that if we need to do surveillance in the United States, the government says, all right, you know, here's the person. Here's why the government believes this person is a spy, a terrorist, an agent of a foreign power. And we show this to a third party, a court, and the court makes that decision.
Woods, who's now in the private sector, knows all about getting FISA warrants. When he ran the FBI's National Security Law Unit, he did it hundreds of times.
In the days leading up to and following September 11th, we did many, many FISA applications on an emergency basis. The statute itself allows for there to be a kind of verbal authorization. You know, as soon as you're aware, the Attorney General can simply authorize the surveillance.
In those emergency situations, agents are allowed to eavesdrop for 72 hours before they have to get a warrant. And the FISA court rarely refuses to grant one. Of 19,000 requests for warrants in the court's history, only 5 have ever been turned down. So what was the problem? Why would the Bush administration secretly use the NSA to make an end run around FISA?
Of course we use FISAs. But FISA's is for long-term monitoring. What is needed in order to protect the American people is the ability to move quickly to detect.
The warrantless eavesdropping on Americans was so secret that it came to be known only as the program.
The program kind of originated with getting what they called dirty numbers out of laptops and other phone directories from captured al-Qaeda people. They would take those numbers and then they would do searches of the people, you know, connected with those numbers. And then they would kind of move outward from that, looking at people that those people called.
In addition to tracking dirty numbers, says Risen, the NSA went much further, getting inside big phone companies' high-volume switches.
And that by getting access to those switches, they then were kind of into the bloodstream of the volume of telecommunications coming in and out of the country.
Russ Tice has an insider's view on all this. For 20 years, he worked as an intelligence officer and was a technical intelligence specialist on some of the NSA's most highly classified projects, so secret they're known only as Black World.